The concept of shared decision making. And this is something you'll see more and more in the literature. It's a very prominent feature in North American practice, but it is definitely coming in the United Kingdom. If you look at the BMJ from the 9th of April, there are a number of linked articles on the concept of shared decision making. And this is what we think we're doing when we say we're offering patients a choice. And it's an approach where you communicate with the patients, and there are some key words here, using the best available evidence, so you have to make sure this is an evidence-based process, that you support their deliberation, so you have to give the sense that there's time available, and that's obviously more difficult in a critical high-stakes decision, like what to do when you've just been told you've got breast cancer. And you're hoping that the patient can then arrive at an informed preference to decide what best to do.